Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Wow, 1 week from Thursday, the NFL season kicks off. Oh, wow, I can't believe it. College football's already here, by the way, and they're playing again. What did you say, David? Texas, Ohio State this weekend?
Yeah.
Hey. Hook 'em horns. All right, don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, easy way to cash in on football. If you get your picks right, you could cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. How about that? You select stat projections, 2 to 6 players. You just pick more or less. You're ready to go. Prize Picks also embedded in something they call the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup is not perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks does not hit. It's absolutely the best way to win money this football season. All withdrawals are fast, safe, secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. Join millions of users. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MVCR to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game!
News update, David Van Camp.
This is amazing to watch. You've said it before. It's possible there is no Democrat Party 4 years from now. Or
I know
after
people
4 years from
say I'm crazy for saying that.
I mean, I don't know how this will play out, so. But no. The DNC is having its summer retreat or whatever, and they brought on somebody from something called the Vera Institute, which is explicitly pro-defund the police, to talk about how it's authoritarian. Don't talk about getting tough on crime, Democrats. This is somebody that has been chosen to open up the party's meeting. Here she is in all her glory.
There is a conventional political wisdom about crime, and it's that if voters are concerned about it, they want tough policies. That's actually not true. They want to know that you're going to address the underlying drivers that make us safe or less.
They want the root causes. They don't want you to get tough on crime. They want you to talk about the root causes, they say.
This party's learned nothing. You're right.
It is remarkable.
The radicals took over.
David, that's a great word because it is remarkable. It's unbelievable. You keep hearing it over and over again. You got land acknowledgments. You've got to defund the police. You got the same thing that sunk you.
The radicals took it over.
Right.
And they're in control.
And not only that, but they get front and center.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying, that you can't get elected on stuff like that.
No, you can't.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Not outside of your deep blue areas, no.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you make a lot of noise, though. There's a lot of screaming going on.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to Nimrod. This is crazy.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's the News. We go to California. I'll just read from the NBC4 Los Angeles story. A man previously arrested for inappropriate behavior was taken into custody once again after allegedly sniffing a woman's behind.
Come on, man.
Inside a Walgreens in Burbank.
Come on.
Burbank police told NBC4 that 38-year-old Kalise Crowder, also known by officers as, quote, the butt sniffer, was recognized by store employees who reported the incident shortly after 11 p.m. As far as the victim, she talked about it.
I didn't realize he was so close to me until I heard, like, his jewelry or something, and he sounded extremely close to me, so that's when I turned around and noticed that he was right under me. So that's when I stepped back towards the bookcase, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said that he was tying his shoe. He was smelling me, and he smelled another person in the store. It's honestly infuriating because he's done this for 13-plus years.
Yes, and that's different.